Welcome to Real Talk Love Therapy. I'm Eli.
I'm Daisha.
Where we cut the bullshit, challenge stereotypes of what love looks like for the millennial age. This week's episode, would you have a threesome? To this episode of Real Talk Love Therapy, we just have to give a shout out to some very, very special Patreon supporters.
Yes, yes, y'all. We are going to show love to Patrick McMurray, to Rosario Solano, to Max Iglesias,
and Katie LeBlanc. Thank you so much for supporting us. And if y'all want to get a shout out, check out patreon.com/
Real Talk Love Therapy.
There you go.
Our guest here, lighting candles. Okay. Dish is the one that does
all
this.
All right,
so. I can smell it already.
Okay, so our guest this week is the amazing, fabulous, fantastic Kelsey Dara.
Oh my God. Woo!
Let's meet.
I'm here.
And she is now out free as a bird, woo! Doing her thing. Woo! It's so crazy to think about your past journey, because I remember when you were an intern on my shoot for the Privilege video.
Yes, that was the best.
Yeah.
You're a great teacher. Thanks. I learned so much from you. I remember being like, oh shit, this feels like a set. I was always like on hand, ready to go with you. There's like no fucking around.
Yeah. Well, you were always the best intern. Like I tell people to this day that you didn't know jack shit.
Nothing.
You
knew
nothing. You were the worst.
No, it's true.
But
Eli's shoot was the first shoot I was ever on at BuzzFeed. And he basically was like, I need an intern. Can anyone do anything tonight? And I was like, no one was saying they were free. So I was like, yeah, I can. And he was like, do you know how to like be on set? Do you know how to PA? And I'm like, yeah. I didn't know the difference between a fucking Kino and an Ari.
But honestly, that was like my first shoot after I got full time as like a cinematographer. I was like nervous too. So I was like, I hope I have a good support system on this first shoot.
He did not.
I always tell people, it's like, it's people like Kelsey Dara who like don't know shit, but they dive in and they run to be the best they possibly can be.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I will take that over anyone else.
So, fair.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I remember you hustling. Like, I remember you being there at night, late at night, me, you, Mike Rose.
Yes, ordering.
Seamless and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, I remember you working really hard, which I
remember being like, I want to work here so bad. I didn't date during that time. I didn't, like, go out and drink. I was in bed every night.
We're like Leo twins. I feel like this is just in our spirit.
Well, we love to work. Like, working fulfills me more than any, like, relationship or, you know, food or entertainment. Like, work to me is what makes me hard.
Yeah. I also, if you have not met Kelsey's mom, she is like a boss queen, and like I'm obsessed with her.
Yes. I always tell people she's like Kris Jenner without the problematic side. Like, she just is.
I feel that.
Obnoxiously herself and works harder than any grown woman I've ever met in my life. Like, she has her hands in everything. She works 365 days a year. And that's what I grew up watching. So I was like, oh shit, if I'm not working as hard as her, then I'm not working enough.
Yep. Yeah.
That's so real. Because I went to your house. The show we shot. I met your parents.
Oh my
God. I was at your house and I visited your mom's business.
Yeah.
And we got lunch and everything.
And you met my dog, Moxie.
I met your dog and everything.
Oh, man, that shoot was fun.
That was. I always tell people because we shot in that strip club, that like, Space Odyssey strip club.
Yeah.
It was like our first stop in Tampa. And boy, did it set the tone for the trip. And
okay, a lot of people don't know this, but Tampa is the strip club capital of the world.
I believe it.
More so than Vegas. Like, people don't think of like Tampa equals strip club, but they have the best, most thriving strip club business out there. And so we were doing a shoot about learning how to finance and be like money conscious.
Got it.
And so the bit was that I go to this financial planner and he bores the shit out of me. And I'm like, I can't relate to him. I don't understand him. 401k, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't make any sense. I'm going to talk to like a real boss bitch that knows how to handle her money. And then the next shot cuts to us walking in a strip club.
It was hilarious.
You had fun.
Oh, I loved it.
You like strip clubs?
No, I'm not a strip club guy.
Really?
I went to like, I think before that was my first one in Vegas. Like my buddies went, and they're strip club guys. So I was extremely uncomfortable.
Oh,
and,
were you?
Oh, yeah. I'm not, because they're like, hey, smacking asses and whatnot. I'm just like, they're really good at having conversations. Yeah. And I'm too emotional for it because I think we're really getting to know each other.
You're too Drake in your feelings.
I'm too Drake. And
you
I'm like,
save a
yeah,
hoe.
So it's like money. Yeah, I want to save them all. Like, please come, come into the limo. Let's
it's
go.
It's a tricky world because like a lot of it is masked by female empowerment. I chose this. I want to do this. Like, this is my way. Like, and there is, don't get me wrong, there is a ton of that out there, but a lot of it is sort of like, a darker side to it that's not really talked about.
I'm just too much of a wuss. Like, we have great conversation, and they're like, okay, so you got any money? Let's do a dance. Like, oh, I don't have any money, and they leave. But I want to hear about your dog, though. And it's like, oh, you didn't really care to talk to me.
Eli has emotional dollars to spend.
I got all the emotional dollars. So all the strippers out there in America.
Oh, my God. Please make that into a shirt. I got emotional dollars to spend.
I'm the only guy that won't get comfortable at a strip club if you show me pictures of your kids, like, while you're performing. So it's okay. It's totally fine.
Well, that's fine. You gotta have there's gotta be respect, and I feel like it's gotta start with respecting, like, seeing that person as a human and not a stripper.
That's the problem.
And I think you see a little too human of
that. Almost. I'm too human for that place. But no, it was a good time.
Yeah,
it
was definitely a good time. Yeah.
But this week we're talking threesomes.
Woo!
Yeah. I think, well, we asked what you would be interested in talking about, and this was...
your topic of choice.
Yeah. Topic of choice.
Any chance I get to talk about threesomes, I jump at the chance, because I feel like it's such, not only just a taboo topic, but it's such, like, a dangerous topic that people don't like talking about. And so I've kind of accidentally become, like, an advocate for threesomes.
Wow.
Not only amongst, like, the podcast I used to do at BuzzFeed, but, like... just amongst my friends and people on the internet will always, I mean, if it's not about, like, you know, this video I've done, the next most thing I'm asked about is about threesomes.
Really? And
yeah, so, like, I always preface it with this. It's, like, I have been fascinated by threesomes since I was young. Like, the idea of monogamy, I feel like, was something I adhered to solely because that's what I was taught as a kid. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I would, like, sneak away as a kid to, like, watch something dirty or look at porn or something, it was always threesomes. And I was like, oh my God, like, look at this, like, thing that's happening that's not supposed to be happening. And so I was always fascinated by them, and I identify as bisexual, and I always... like, what better scenario is there than to get my two favorite things at once? and you know, my experiences with threesomes started very young, as far as, like, even just kissing or, like, making out with people at parties or, you know, hanging out with boys. I'd always find a way to, like, bring my friend into the situation. And I was always just fascinated by the idea of non-monogamy, basically. So I don't know if it was really so much, you know, the people that I was interested in, but the idea of it was, like, fucking awesome to me. And I don't know if that, again, it has something to do with the fact that I am bisexual, but I too also want to say that there is a big stigma attached to bisexual people who, that they're sex fiends and they're greedy and they love threesomes. I know so many bisexual people that have never had a threesome, will never consider a threesome in their life. I almost feel like by how outwardly excited I get by threesomes does a disservice to the bisexual community. But they're so goddamn fun. I love it. It's my favorite part about being bi.
I think that makes so much sense. On paper, it's like, I like ladies and I like guys. What's a good way to, like, just throw them all in the mix and have everything at once?
Oh my God, absolutely.
It's like, you know, I like the chicken nuggets at McDonald's, but I like the fries at Burger King. Let me make two trips and eat it all together.
Eli, you get it.
It's the same, you know, I get it. But also I understand the fact that, yeah, there are those bisexual people and a lot of people. So for me, I'm probably one of the few guys that, once again, emotional dollars Eli, ready to cast checks. I don't think I could do it.
And you've never had one.
I never had one. I had makeout sessions. Yeah, like, I've done the makeouts and the lights.
Two people? Or?
Two ladies, yeah.
to ladies. Girl, you know what you
said? Oh my what God. You think, girl? You think it's a game?
All right, no, you got that many emotional dollars.
But it's like, yeah, well, you know, college, it is what it is. It's fine. I'm like, who am I to say no? But it's the case where, like, as, like, if I'm in a relationship, it's almost like the fear. Like, what would you say to people that, like, have the fear of within themselves or the fear of their partner of getting jealous?
Oh, man. I feel like Deja, I too want to hear, like, your stance on it before I go too deep.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm batting
no!
for.
So it's interesting because I was actually, like, propositioned. So I...
the use of the word proposition just makes it sound so, like... fancy.
Yeah. Well, I guess I feel like I feel like I'm conflating like threesomes and like an open relationship. Mm. So I was approached to be in an open relationship and I said no. Mm. But as far as a threesome goes, just because I think to me, like, I'm not afraid, like, I wouldn't be afraid to have a threesome. Like, I think it would be fun. I do think it's what's interesting to me, though, is that, like, so you like having a man and a woman. Have you ever had it be two men and you, or you and two women?
Not sex. I've never had sex with two guys at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's usually always been with me and my partner plus a third. We call them unicorns in the threesome world. It's like a girl who's down to just be the third. But there's also been plenty of times where I've also been the unicorn because when I was single, I just, you know, still wanted that excitement and that connection. But going back to the jealousy thing, I mean, I will say this. If anyone's considering having a threesome, my first number one advice that I always give over and over again is make sure you're doing it because you want to do it. Mm-hmm. If you're ever doing it because you're trying to fix your relationship or you're trying to, like, show off or show that you can be, like, the cool girl who's, like, down for anything, like, it's never going to fucking work. And same for guys, honestly. If you're saying yes because you think you have to because society says you should be down with fucking two chicks because that makes you a baller, but that's not how you feel, like, with you, Eli, that's not your truth.
It's not my truth.
So don't fucking live that shit.
All these women trying to please have sex with Eli. I'm like, no, one at a time, please.
And, like,
get in line.
It's so cliche, but communication is so fucking key. And I don't just mean with your partner, but I also mean with the third or fourth or fifth or sixth, whoever many people are going to have sex with. Communication is so key that, like, anytime it's happened where it's been like, we're kind of tipsy and, like, I was young and it just kind of, like, snowballed into, like, this accident. No one ever came. No one had a good time. Like, the times where it's been the fucking best is where it's clear communication about what I'm looking for out of it. Clear communication about what makes the third person come or, like, what they want out of it or, you know, what's off limits, what are they down for. You'd be surprised. Like, there's a lot of things people are willing to do and you don't realize it until someone, like, puts their finger up your ass and you forget, like, oh, we didn't go over this in the pre-interview.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is this, like, on a whiteboard or is that a Denny's or something? You guys talk about this beforehand?
Yeah, like, do you have, like, a threesome meeting before?
Okay. Again, like, I can only speak from personal experience.
Like,
this is not, the way that, like, everyone goes about it. And again, like, I've had it where it's been totally by chance random and we've just, like, it's just happened or I've been with a couple and we, you know, whatever. It's just happened. It's whatever. Those are not my favorite kinds. But, yeah, now that I'm in a relationship with a guy who is open to that and he, you know, had them before me, we also started our relationship not monogamous. Like, when we were dating, we weren't exclusive for up to 4 months. Yeah. So, like, we would sleep over at each other's house every night. We were kissing, doing the hand-holding. You know, we were a couple, but we both knew that we were also fucking other people. Wow. And I think starting off knowing that that's the honest communication about that was what made all of the threesomes we've had since really great because we have no secrets. We have no problem telling each other when something doesn't feel right or when someone doesn't feel right. Like, for instance, I can give you a situation where it's worked great and then one that hasn't worked so great was he had slept with this girl before and we were going to her town. He's a DJ, so we travel a lot. And he was like, oh, I know this girl would be down to have a threesome. And I was like, great, let me see your picture. She's cute. Oh, she seems like not a psychopath, like not a fan, you know? Like, you don't also want to like sleep with his groupies, which is weird. And like, yeah, for sure, let's do it. And so she comes to the club, and I'm like, we should absolutely hang out with her before. You can't just like call someone up and be like, come fuck us. And so she comes to the club, and she is just not respecting me as the like, girlfriend of him. Like, she is saying things like, oh, well, when I fucked him once, like, it's cute that you stand down here, but like, I would be up there next to him at the booth, or like, I'm gonna Snapchat him, like, I'll come back in a bit, and then like would disappear, and I'd see her like on him, and I was just like, oh, this is not gonna happen. No. You need to be able to respect me as the girlfriend and as a person.
Yeah.
And so I shut that shit down so quick, and he was like, what happened? And I was like, she doesn't get the game.
No.
And a time that was phenomenal was a great place to find threesomes if you're in a relationship is on Bumble. Because
Bumble, really? Yeah,
is there like an option for that?
No, but
the threesome is just three people. It's like man, woman, three people. Yeah.
No, I put a picture of me and my boyfriend. Like, I'm very upfront that I'm in a relationship, and like, I think my bio says like, join us if you're into that sort of thing. Mm. And the majority of messages that I get are like, so tell me more about like you and your boyfriend. And so I'll always, you know, let them know, hey, here's how long we've been dating. Here's kind of what we're looking for. NSA means no strings attached. So some people put that in their bios. Mm-hmm. And so we met a girl, and she and I were talking on Bumble. And I think, too, letting me be in control of the situation has helped, because if he's off talking to different chicks, I don't know. Like, he's just not good at it. It's not that I don't trust him. I'm like, you're never going to get us laid. Like, you're just a bad flirt. And so, like, I would go and ask if she wanted to get drinks with me. And then if things are going well, I'll always be like, oh, hey, do you mind if my boyfriend joins us? Like, can he come get a drink too? And then either, you know, she'll be like, oh, maybe not tonight or whatever. And so with this one girl, I met up with her first. And she was so cool, and we talked about her, you know, her singleness life, and I talked about, like, mine, and we just were vibing so hard, and then I was like, oh, so can Jared come join us for a drink? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, okay, so that's, like,
so is Jared just at the bar just, like, looking over his shoulder, like...
There has been
just,
one
like,
time...
Just, like, kind of seething, just waiting there, for his there, moment
there
in the tall grass.
There has been one time where he, like... It was more of, like, a sexy thing where he came and, like, spied on us, where I, like, knew he was coming, but I just wanted... And, like, we didn't end up sleeping with her, so it didn't matter, but it was, like, no, he sits at home, and then I'll text him and be, like, come meet me and this chick, and he's just, like, boing!
Like, I don't know, like, I picture, it, like, those memes where you see everyone, like, dressed up with sunglasses, like, when you're waiting for your friends, like, and they said they'll be there in 5 minutes. Like, that's pretty much him just waiting to go, and the phone's there, just, like, we're, like, just holding a bunch of condoms.
Yeah. If he knows I'm on a date with a chick, like, he is... I'm sure sitting at home with like his cologne bottle just at the ready. Just like say the word. Give me the word. And then like even still, even if she's like, yes, he can come have a drink, that does not mean she wants to have sex with us. That does not mean anything. Like there still needs to have a conversation talked about. And sometimes it is uncomfortable because it's like, so you want to fuck us or like...
Yeah, how do you transition to that? It's like, oh, you're talking about your career and then...
Yeah, like, so like know. Once we've gotten to that point, we've obviously talked about, you know, Jared and I's relationship, like what they're looking for, what I'm looking for. And then, you know, I'll usually like ask like, so is this your first like time on a date with like a couple, or is this the first time you dated a bi person or whatever? And I'll slowly kind of transition the conversation into something sexual because I don't ever think it should be like a surprise. All of a sudden we're having sex.
Yeah,
like, that's alarming and I don't think legal.
Well, I think it's interesting that like you always start off the relationship or the meeting with just you. And like, have you ever done it with the two of you meeting the person at the same time?
I'm trying to remember if there's ever been a time where we've both been... The issue is like when you're out, a lot of people won't approach you because they think you're in a relationship. And society says, like, if that girl's with that guy, that girl, that's it. And if you approach him or if you approach her, that's it. Like, someone's fighting or something. Like, we're going to throw hands about this.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't remember a time that there's ever been, like, we've ever been out and we've both been there and it's happened. He's also been out and girls have approached him and he's been like, oh, no, thanks, I have a girlfriend or, you know, whatever. And then has brought it up to them being like, I think she would be down, like, if, you know, that's something you're into. But yeah, I found though that I feel more comfortable with it when I'm in control of the sort of like the way it's presented.
Got it.
Because I also feel like as a woman, being out on a date with another woman, like, there are ways that I can talk to her that, like, a dude just wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of talk a little bit franker and a little... Franker? Is that a word?
Frank.
More frank.
More frank.
More frank.
Frank. More frank. I think it's just...
Let's ponder on this for a moment. But, yeah, like, I think it's easier for me to do it. And it's also, to me, it seems less creepy coming from me.
Well, also, I mean, has he been able to pick ever since that girl?
No,
there we go.
But, like, I think it also helps us just in, like, other ways that we don't realize, like, about being okay with the idea of being attracted to another person. Like, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean that's it. You can't get a fucking boner for another person ever again. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you have to do it and feel shameful or... do it and be secretive about it.
I'm trying to snap. I can't snap. I was like, yes, the boners for other people.
Snap,
yes.
The softest of snaps.
That was the softest.
Are you having issues with not being able to have boners for other
people? No, it's just like, yeah.
Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm single. But it's the case where, like, yeah, I shouldn't feel bad for, like, we kind of talked about in the last episode about the virgin thing. I shouldn't feel bad about getting a boner with a girl, you know, with a girl in general. It's like, I'm not going to do anything, but it's
I don't think
it is what it is.
We're not trying to make you feel bad for having a boner.
No, but no.
It's like a big old butt whip coming next.
Just leave my boner alone. All right.
I think, like, monogamy is so, I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but it's like, it's a little too traditional.
Yeah.
Like, it's back in caveman days, people were fucking because, you know, you had to, and, like, you would, like, the best genes would pass on. It's evolution. And to me, it's like, I know, and I wasn't always this way, but I know that I can be in a relationship, have sex with someone else, and still love my partner the most and come home to that person every night, and know that I, at the end of the day, we always know it, we will choose each other. And I don't mean that saying, like, we wouldn't have a third in our actual relationship, because we totally would.
Okay.
But, like, we respect each other at the end of the day, and we will always be honest with each other, and there will not be any, like, scheming behind one another's backs.
Yeah. And, like, I think that that's a really important point to bring up, because, like, so I was a huge anthro nerd. I thought I was going to go into anthropology. And so, like, my favorite primate to study were the bonobos, because the bonobos fuck for everything. They fuck when they're mad. They fuck when they're sad. They fuck when they... Yeah. And, like, they're not very, like, genetically that far off from us. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a percentage of their DNA that's similar to us. But, yeah, like, I definitely think that, like, with monogamy, it's this interesting question of whether or not we are actually meant to only be with one person. Mm-hmm. And then, like, because I just...
It's very European. I feel very fancy when I think of it.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, because it's the case where, like, it's that constant battle and issue of, like, okay, what animal are we? Like, because we deal with, like, consciousness versus the animal that just naturally does what it does. And it's the case where, like, yeah, I got, like, a semen factory that's, you know, working 24/7. And it's, like, the way you're built, it's like, oh, I come, and then I go there, and then I go here. And is that the natural...
Yeah.
What's the natural move for human beings? You know, it's like, what are we meant to do?
Well, I think what I was going to say, though, is that I think you bring up a good point in that, like, there is a difference between love and sex. Mm-hmm. And that you and your partner, it works because you guys are really good at having communication. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you guys can communicate that, like... You love each other, so you're going to come back to each
There's
other.
There's no questions, like, about that. Like, we know we're so fucking solid.
Yeah.
And it would not work if there was a shred of doubt about each other in the relationship. Like, we know that eventually, like, we want to spend the rest of our lives together, and we know that. Like, we tell each other every day. We talk about it all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. Like, there is no doubts about what we want. And I think that that's only... doable by you showing that, you know? That's
but also fantastic. Being open about that. Because, like you said, I think there are a lot of people who will be like, oh, I'm going to be that down person that, like, just does this, but they actually really don't want to do it. And like, I just think it's important to be honest so that you can end up with the person who's most like you. So it's like, if the person that you want to be with doesn't want to do that kind of thing, then it's like, you got to acknowledge for yourself that that's not the relationship or the person that you should be with. Because I also think that there's like, I mean, there, I think there's the desire to change on both sides where it's like, I want you to be more monogamous or I want you to be more open. And it's like, it really shouldn't be about that. It should be about finding that person that like wants to share the same lifestyle that you want.
You know what? When you were saying that, it made me think too that I haven't had this up before until now, but like also I don't know that I would be so confident, you know, like 10 years ago, you know, I maybe would have done it for show. I would have done it because like guys were watching or like I was trying to be that down ass chick that can like do anything. And it's just like wild and crazy and like doesn't give a fuck, but like gave so many fucks. And I think what has also changed a little bit about that is my relationship to jealousy with other women just in general. Like I think with, you know, this feminist movement, this third wave feminism, as problematic as it is, I think it has also brought out the idea that women can support each other rather than fight each other, that there is room for everybody at the table, that we have to support each other and sort of this like wave of love between women. And I think that has also helped me is like 10 years ago, I might have been so insecure and jealous being like, I know he doesn't like her and I know he doesn't want to be with her, but I can't help but feel this type of way. Like it's in my gut. It's in my like bones that I don't, I feel jealous, you know, because jealousy, I've been there. Like I am a jealous person, really, truly. And it comes from insecurity.
Yeah.
And I think now I just fucking love women so much. And
we're pretty dope.
And it's like that changed, right? Like there is room for change. So like, don't be surprised if you're not into them now and maybe you will be, or if you're super into them now and then maybe one day you won't be. But I think that that's also like weirdly helped is like, I think women are dope. Why wouldn't I also want to share this experience with her rather than be like, oh my God, is he going to text her? Like, oh my God, does he like her more than me? Is her body better than me? Like, oh my God, that's
it's like so true. Yeah. There's something like beautiful about that is because I mean, we so quickly put our minds to like threesome stuff as like super sexual or all on the dude or like, oh, you're out there. You're just a, you're just a weird sexual fiend person. Like you guys are like weird. You smell bad, touch each other a lot. Like you have long beards and shit. Like, kind of like a swinger weirdo.
Yeah. Well, so, Jesus,
you
really got a picture.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just saying.
Are you sure you're not?
No, I swear. I'm not demonizing the community at all. But it's the case where, like, yeah, I think there's something really beautiful about, like, your journey and understanding that and knowing where that's coming from. Like, because, yeah, you played both sides.
Yeah,
and one wasn't genuine and one was. So, and I think it's the case where, like, yeah, you, I love that we're having this discussion because a lot of this podcast is about is just, like, battling those stereotypes and battling those thoughts that you have, you know?
I was going to say, what I think is interesting for you, though, is that I think everybody thinks that it's a guy's dream to want to have a threesome.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
No, well, okay. A lot of it is me being worried that, like, man, if I give her one more pump than my bae, main bae, she's going to be looking at that and be like, you're enjoying that too much.
What if you were single? And these girls were just like friends and they were like, let's just tag team the shit out of them.
Which has happened in the past. But it's the case where I would be more open if it was like two friends or two whatever. But if it was with someone I'm in a relationship with, I would feel like I would be too worried about the jealousy and the plea and like, am I giving too much to the stranger person and everything else? And what is that conversation afterwards?
Yeah.
I just feel like there's gonna be a long car ride of just like, so you really went down on her a little bit longer than me. Like,
I mean, the way Jared and I look at it is like, there is for sure a feeling of like, we gotta make sure this chick has the fucking best time of her goddamn life.
That's
like,
fun.
We gotta make sure she wants to fuck us again. Cause like, what if she goes home and then like we never hear from her and we're just like bad at it? So like, we've kind of made an agreement like, we're gonna shower her in like attention and affection and like,
oh wow.
Yeah, like we're gonna make her the fucking center of attention. We want her to feel like the star. And then like we kind of also can read them like again, and I think this also has to do with making sure you talk to people beforehand, like if they like a certain thing or don't, or don't want to be, you know, a lot of times when they'll ask me like, well, are you sure it's okay if, like, he has sex with me? And I'm like, that's what I want. Like, that's why I'm here. That's what I came for, literally. But I think it does have to do with also making sure that everyone feels seen and heard prior to actually getting any physical stuff.
That's amazing. Yeah. You guys have this physical activity that you like. It's, you know, some people have SoulCycle, you fuck people. It's a thing, you know, everyone has their thing, but that's cool that, like, yeah, babe, let's do this together, you know, and, like, let's really crush it.
Yeah.
That's, say everyone has their hobbies. It's a beautiful one to have.
Like,
yeah.
I hate saying this because it makes people who aren't like this sound wrong, but I think too, like, sex at the end of the day is just sex. Mm-hmm. And I think it can be, I grew up very religious. Like, it was a big fucking deal to me for a long time. And I felt really shameful about it and really wrong for a long time about it. And something just happened. And I think it's probably with age and living in this, like, fucking liberal echo chamber of LA. But there was some sort of change somewhere along the line where I was like, it's literally people putting skin inside of skin. Like, at the end of the day, why can't we make this fun? Why can't we make this exciting? Why can't we make this sexy? And everyone, why can't everyone come?
I think that's the thing. Where it's like, I think a lot of guys would agree with you on that. Where it's like, yeah, fuck it, yeah, hell yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay, that's okay. Yo, Kelsey was good, man. You know, DMs are gonna go hard for Kelsey after this episode, but. It's the case where, like,
I'm at Kelsey Darrow.
But it's the case where, like, yeah, it's like always that emotional kind of love society that we live in. We talk a little bit about it, like, we're in a very love culture where that's the ultimate connection, and there's this feeling and this, like, we are one kind of deal versus just
like
the
movies.
You know, we're when it's simply just we're just bumping bellies. But you know, it's the case where I feel like. But through my experiences, which makes me want to, like, not even think about doing a threesome, is the fact that sex is very important to people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you really got to tread light, which I think you have a good, like, you know, interview process.
I can disassociate really easily, too. Like, if I'm going to be the third, I've been in a situation where I think I should have probably, halfway through everyone having sex with each other, I should have probably been like, oh, this is not, like, what she actually wants to do. Like, it seems like she was doing it because he wanted to do it. And it was just like, she didn't want me to touch him. She didn't want him to touch me. And it was more like, I was just kind of there. And then it was just very disconnected and disjointed. And it felt like, everyone was walking on eggshells. It fucking was.
What is that like? What is, like, an awkward threesome activity?
I think I remember at one point, like, getting up to get water and just kind of, like, letting yeah, talk it out or, like, try to figure it out because it again, like, it didn't feel genuine. It didn't feel like there was the intention behind it was, like, everyone was on the same page, you know? And I think people will be surprised to learn how on the same page everyone can be if there's just talk, if, like, people just genuinely talk about what they want. And I don't think you can get there until you feel like you're in a place of being able to talk about what you want sexually without feeling shame, even just with your friends or with your therapist or, like, you know, whoever you go to indulge this type of things. But I think you have to be okay with talking about what you want sexually, baseline, period, with your partner.
Well, I think having a threesome with you and your boyfriend sounds awesome. Like, what's up?
Listen, you know where I live. I'm across the street.
No, but I just really love that you guys are like, yeah, because you're both on the same page about it, it's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be the best fucking threesome of her life. Like, she is going to get all this and more. And, like, I just think that that's, like, I don't know. I don't think that that's something, because I do think that there are a lot of people that will do it just to kind of appease somebody else. And then thinking about how awkward that must be to be that third person that knows that, like, you know, maybe the boyfriend wanted it. And so then, like, you can see how tense she is about not wanting him to touch you in any way or form. So to just know that, like, you're just like, no, like, get in there, babe, go.
Go do your thing. Like, I know how great he is at sex. Why wouldn't I want other people to know? You know, there is too, like, I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm still, like, that down-ass bitch who can fucking do anything. Because don't get me wrong, like, I definitely have my, I don't want to say rules because I think that that's, like, too structured. But, like, my big thing. Yeah, guidelines is like we usually don't have them sleep over. Okay. Like I would totally be open to that if I think like there's reason to have breakfast together. You know what I mean? Like if I could see getting into like something more than just
who cuddles who, or is it just a big spoon thing? Oh, yeah, like, exactly. That, exactly. Little spoon, then second little spoon.
Yeah, when you're asleep, you come. Yeah. You can't like after you're like if you're asleep, I can't control like where my hands go. You know what I mean? Like yeah. I sleep. If I turn around and I think you're a pillow, I'm gonna hold you. But like after everyone's done, if you know that happens. Usually we like to feed them, give them some.
Is there
like,
a gift basket or anything like that? Like soaps and creams.
Oh my god! A business card.
You're like a dope Airbnb. You know, it's like you have like a bag of kettle corn and like you know a thank you card. And
yeah,
all that.
Like here's some
instructions
like
how to get out. Yeah,
like free makeup samples and stuff. Yeah.
Nice free Wi-Fi.
Sweet.
Like an Uber code. I have yeah, a credit.
Yeah, you got a 20% off or something.
No, like we usually will say like there's an understanding like you know if she goes to the bathroom we'll kind of look at each other like okay then no okay let's like get. And then we'll be like oh cool so like we can call you an Uber because we have some credits like we always make sure that we pay. We would never let her pay for an Uber. We would never let her pay for drinks or dinner. Like,
so you tell me you get drinks, dinner. Two people ravishing your body, and then an Uber back home?
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
This is dope.
I think that, like, it's
Eli
so...
and I are going to be fighting a yeah.
Y'all are going to have to make an app or something.
I think that they could be a lot doper and not as, like, taboo as that. I think it should feel like a date that you're going on just with someone, that one person. Why not add one more person? If they're both dope and hot and fun and, like, you know... a good time. It should feel like a fun night out, and like if you vibe with that person the same way that like if you vibe with one person that you're on a date with, why wouldn't like you know you contact them again? I mean, like we've contacted girls again being like, hey, that was super fun, like we had a great time, like let us know if you want to do it again. And we've had girls be like, that was fun, but it was just like a one-time thing for me. And then we're like, oh my god, were we bad at what? Like did we fuck up?
Go through
but
the whole
then we have to just
did we not
remember.
Get her the right Uber?
Yeah. Yeah. We got an Uber X. We shouldn't have gone with the Uber X. We should go with SUV. What the fuck?
You guys are both equally insecure. It's like, yeah. God, suck.
But like, at least I have someone to talk to yeah. about it, you know? It's kind of way easier. And you know, I don't know. It also plays into just like our sex life too. Like we'll be able to fantasize about certain things because like we've done it and it doesn't feel so wrong. Like if you close your eyes for a second and you're thinking about someone else, like that doesn't feel so detrimental and damaging because it's like, I know that he's okay with, you know, X, Y, and Z, and that we don't need to feel.
Well, it's also like the worst has happened. I think everybody worries about, oh my gosh, but what happens if he thinks about somebody else? It's like, well, it happened, and we're good.
So, whatever
like,
gets and you also, rocks.
Also, guys are doing it anyway. Yeah, it's something called the highlight reel, and it happens.
Oh my
and
god!
Oh yeah. I mean, at some point when you're with someone, you got the highlight reel. It's like,
are you thinking about all of your past fucks while you're fucking?
No, even it's mostly people I haven't fucked yet. So it's like, okay. Yeah, it's that's like, fair. Oh, you know. You know, Karen from the office is looking pretty great
yeah,
today. You know,
but like also I think that comes with, no pun intended, the idea that like we need to finish every time we have sex. Mm. Like there have been times where, multiple times where I've not finished it. Doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree.
Doesn't mean that I didn't fucking, wasn't as horny as I would have been if I came. Like I think if whatever helps you get off, and, like, you feel like you need to come that time you're having sex, then think about fucking whatever you gotta do, boo. Like, you do you. If that's what you need to feel like you need to come, then go for it. But I'm also okay with, like, and it's just not gonna happen. And it shouldn't. There's no... you are a very special breed if you are coming every time you're having sex.
Yeah.
That is something. Okay. That is a special talent. You should put that shit on your fucking resume.
And I think that's big on guys, too, because they feel like if you guys don't come... because we understand not coming, and that's just frustrating. Like, what's the point? Versus if you don't come, then this was
well,
a bad
how
could
you possibly tell with women is a lot of what people say. It's like there's so that's many true. People that fake it, and like you're kind of like, did I even come with that? Like, I don't know. Like, I had a good time and it felt good, but like, I don't think I can. Maybe if I just like yell a little bit, he'll think he did a good job. It's just like invalid. validating him. And like, we got to cut that shit out too. We got to fucking cut that shit out.
I agree.
Just the heightened screams to make him feel better?
The fake orgasms. That's not helping anybody. That's reinforcing a behavior for men that's not healthy and it's not going to help him. Yeah. Please the next bitch, and it's not going to make you feel good because you're not coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. I don't understand that. I mean, I would rather you not get off, and then let's figure it out.
I remember, so it was the guy that I slept with in college. We had the worst sex. So he and I had some it's a messy story. But anyway, so I found out that he broke up with his girlfriend. And so he and I was like, ooh, we about to do this. And then...
I'm hurt and sad, Daisha. I trust you and confide in your feelings. Let's fuck.
Yeah. But then we do. And like, it was like the worst sex I've ever had in my life. And I was like, I know this girl did not fuck you like this for like a year. Because this is some shit. Yeah. Like, this is like some next level. Like, I'm more mad at her than I am at you. Right?
Like, for not saying some shit.
Yeah.
He was emotionally hurt. You got him at a really bad time. He's getting
Eli, shut up.
No, I get it. Like, yeah, I think too that just comes down to like also the way it's portrayed in porn. Like, what we're supposed to believe feels good when like... Yeah. People have their fucking things, man. We it's not a one size fit all. Like, what makes you come doesn't make me come, doesn't make you come. Like, how are we expected to fucking know what the magic place or thing is that we're supposed to do to make someone else come if we're not fucking being honest and just asking? It's so simple to just. There's a way to make it sexy. Like, you know, the example everyone always uses is like, there's no sexy way to ask to wear a condom, or like if someone's been tested. Like, we think of these things as like chores, but realistically it's gonna make everyone have a better time.
Yes.
And I'm sick of people using ignorance about sex as a way to just not be a fucking adult about it, or exactly. to learn, you know?
Yeah, and it sucks because it's like I've been in a lot of situations where like people naturally feel comfortable, uncomfortable either with their bodies or just sexually or whatever else, or it goes back to the guys. They don't have that open communication in maybe prior relationships, so the sex is bad, or they're like insecure, but there's always, and then it's a bad situation, and then you could be open and be like, hey, what do you like? Just come here. Yeah. Don't look at my midsection. Yeah. Just come here. Turn off the lights.
His impression of a woman. I know. Very.
Come here and hold. So it's just like, oh, you're clearly not comfortable, and I'm uncomfortable, and it's like, yeah, maybe I'll finish, but I didn't come.
Yeah.
There's sauce packets just... And then there's like actual
what?
Like guys don't like we finish but we don't like have an orgasm. I feel like there's coming versus orgasm. Like there's like we're gonna jizz no matter what.
I'm never gonna look at sauce packets.
Yeah, next time you have a sauce packet.
Oh my god!
You know there's
wait.
There's,
are you telling me men can come without having an orgasm?
There's coming and then. I usually say orgasm, but then there's actually like coming. Like, no matter what, there will be cum.
But it just feels better.
But then there's actual orgasm. Because there's like.
You have to have an orgasm in order to ejaculate.
Yes, I get
right?
it. I get it. Yeah, in order to ejaculate. But you have those. So, like, you have those, like, oh, okay, I'm going to jerk off before my.
I just with you doing that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's.
Eli's obviously a righty.
I get it. But it's the case where it's like, yes, there's guys that say quick jerk off sessions. I'm going to shoot one out just so I can stay focused and then keep moving. And then there's like, oh no, I'm going to light some fucking candles and we're going to town.
Girls have that too.
Yeah, and my toes are going to curl and everything.
Yeah.
So, and that's the difference between sexual experiences. I had bad sexual experiences where like, oh man, I got it. This, I'm not enjoying myself.
I just need to finish.
And then I just finish and it's like, oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, but then there's the ones where like, you make me look like an idiot and I'm cross-eyed.
Yeah,
it's like a full on like.
Yeah. And that usually comes with, no pun intended, I'm 5 years old, I can't. Like, I think that comes with being comfortable not only with yourself, but with the other person. Because, I know so many women that can orgasm by themselves, but can't with someone else, or think that people can make them orgasm.
That was me for a very long time.
Yeah, and again, I'm totally speaking from a place of privilege of, like, I was very open sexually very young, and so I think I got to, like... figure it out. I don't think a lot of people do figure it out as young as I did, but like I do feel like a what's it called when you can only come when you're in love or something. I think it's like asexual or no, not asexual. Fuck, demisexual. Is that you can only I'm gonna fuck this up and people are gonna come for me on Twitter. I believe that it's that you can only orgasm if you have an emotional connection with someone. And like that doesn't mean like you have to be in a relationship, but that means you have to be vibing on a mental level for your body to be able to follow.
That's probably me. The mind. That sounds like
I'm gonna look that up though, just so people don't fuck me up. Let me just demisexual.
Yeah, no, I can't.
As far as like good sexual experiences, as far as like getting off and everything else, like wow. Interesting.
Here's where I fucked it up. They do not experience sexual attraction unless they form a strong emotional connection with someone. So like it's I think it's what I said. You can't come unless you have an emotional thing. Although
I didn't realize that was a thing.
I'm gonna eat my words on this because I'm diverging, but there also is a human body response sometimes because like there have been many instances where women have come during like getting raped or being sexually assaulted because your body is having a natural response to having an orgasm, and then women feel like, oh, well, then maybe I wasn't really raped because I had an orgasm, or it invalidates the entire experience because your body does just have a response, like the, when it's aroused, when it's stimulated in a sense. And you know, that's a whole different topic. So I don't mean to say that like demisexuals are wrong, but there definitely is a world in which the mind is a powerful fucking thing. And it can really, really be your worst fucking enemy during sex. It can be the meanest thing.
Oh, God, yeah. Especially for a guy. It's like, oh, man, or, you know, you got to be large and in charge every time. But if you sometimes you're not vibing
can't
with
be
the person.
Submissive. You can't be. You got to be the power.
Power, all that.
You got to come. You got to make her come. Like, you have to be.
And then once that starts flooding your mind, and once again, if you're not comfortable with the person, it's like, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm out of it.
All of a sudden you're soft and you're like, oh, my God, I'm soft.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're worried so much about getting hard, and then you're not thinking about the person, and then you're too much in your head, and then you're like, oh, I'm sick, and I'm tired, and I gotta work in the morning.
I'm drunk.
I gotta go to church. I'm drunk. We didn't drink right now. Yeah, I took an Excedrin. it's a lot of it's a mental thing, man, and that's a big thing that I want to like to open up with guys as well, because it is a big mental space. Like, mind you, I have had casual encounters with people and I've had great experiences, but once again, it's that comfort or the lack of care or the vibe, really. Like, you could kind of tell. It's like, and it's the case where, like, sometimes you feel insecure and sometimes you go down that spiral and then you have this whole like demasculation if you can't be the grade A game that that night. So
I'm curious, Eli, do you think that, so I'm assuming that the threesome that you would do if you were to have one would be with a girl, but or two women. But would you ever do a threesome that was you and another guy?
No.
Yeah, a lot of guys wouldn't do it that way around.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. Yeah, I don't, it's just like, I see the pornos, and I'm like, these guys are like, I'm a fucking bro, man, but then there's just like balls flat slapping together, and it's just like, I know friends that are about that life. I know friends that like did it with their like brothers, like, I know guys that are down.
I didn't mean to have that reaction,
but it's like, I know there's some dudes that really don't give a fuck, like they're just down just to get it in, and that's it. Where I'm like, that's too much, like I just can't. So it's the case where, like, it's like you have guys, they're friends, like, bro, let's just, you know, it's all good, it's just, let's fuck this girl. And I'm like, I can't get, I don't want to see my friend's dick. Like, I just don't want to see my friend's naked. I don't want to see any dude naked.
You don't have that sexual attraction to that person, so it's like, why? At that point, you'd be doing it for different reasons.
Right, it's like, don't touch me, though, because then that's gay. You know, it's like, no, it's like, either way. And that's okay. Do what you gotta do. But I know for me, it's that, like, I know I'm not into dudes, and that's not the game I play, so I wouldn't want to be around that sexually
at all. I always say don't
look
until you try it, but I don't think it applies in South
America. I don't think so. I really thought about it. I was like, kid, I'm like, no, I don't.
Well, interesting, because I feel like,
what's your sitch?
So, I don't think I could handle doing two guys just because, like...
It's too many balls.
Yeah, too many dicks. Too many... I think guys... I don't know. It just feels rapey. I don't know. Fair. Even though I know that, like, it would be a consenting thing, I just think that you always think about there being multiple guys and, like, shit could it's snowball. It's like gangbang-ish. And, like, yeah, and, it's just... I don't know.
Two against one, literally.
Yeah, so I don't think I could do two dudes, but I do think it's interesting how, like, I think that when it comes to two dudes and a chick, for some reason there's such a negative stigma around it, whereas, like, if it's two girls and a dude, like, everyone's fine. Like, even girls are like, I would rather do two girls.
Well, it makes you analyze why, and it also depends on who's uncomfortable. Like, what you're bringing up, like, your point is so valid, and I could totally see, whereas before I didn't. Like, if you're putting yourself... also in an unsafe situation where physically they are bigger than you, and that can be totally triggering, and I so understand that. I've had it where the guy is uncomfortable doing it with another guy, and it doesn't come from a place of, like, homophobia at all, rather insecurity with themselves of, like, I just don't want to be outperformed. I don't want a guy to please my woman better. And I think I talked about it on Adult Shit, the podcast I did at BuzzFeed, but I had talked about where, like, Jared was okay with me sleeping with other women without him, but not with other men. And that made me go, like, do you not think a woman is, like, equal to a man? Do you think that women are less of a threat? And, like, what does that say about you?
Yeah.
And I went all, like, feminism on him, and he was like, that's not what it's fucking about. It has nothing to do with the fact that, like, I think I'm not threatened by a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
It has everything to do with the fact that, like, I can identify with the way a man thinks, and I can think, I can identify with how he functions. I don't know, like, if a chick came in and was real slippery and got you from me, like, that's something that I'm just going to have to live with heartbreak and not understand, because I can't understand because I'm not a woman. What I can understand is a guy coming in and dicking you down and being better than me. And, you know, I realize that his reservation with two guys came from pure insecurity of being emasculated.
I think that's really, like, it's really huge. I think that's the thing, is, like, we hear about men having these issues with women, and we think it's like, oh, you think we're less than. Oh, no, we just are extremely insecure.
Yeah.
Like, there's this big fucking issue about, like why white guys are so afraid of black men with their white women. It's because they've seen them work in the fields, they know what they're working with. So it's the case where, like, why is so much fear? Like, why is all these issues? Why it's is all these insecurity. Things? Like, why? It's like, so... It stems from so many things across the board of, like, you know, personal insecurity of, like, you fucking some other dude.
You know?
All the way to, like, everything else. It's like, dudes are so fucking insecure.
You bring up an interesting point, too, about, like, cucking. I don't know how much you guys talk about. Do you know what cucking is?
Yes.
I feel like I do. Say it again?
It's basically, like, you get sexual pleasure from watching your partner have sex with other people.
I don't think I knew that.
And a lot of time, like, I think it's stigmatized that it's a weak thing. Like, men like to watch other guys fuck their wives because they want to feel, like, little and, like, emasculated and kind of taken advantage of. And while I'm sure that that's, like, a thing, I think there's a lot of power in actually being, like, yeah, go ahead and fuck my man, and, like, that doesn't bother me one bit. Like, in fact, I'm so fucking secure that I can sit here and watch. Like, I think I've always looked at cucking as, like, a very, like, weak fetish. And I think it actually is the opposite. And after you said that, I'm kind of going, like, huh.
I think I'm getting an epiphany, too, because it's, like, it's a tab. I've clicked on it, sure. But it's usually the case where it's, like, a dweeby little guy watching, like, his wife getting drilled.
By, like, some jacked up
fucking dude. Just like, hey, what's up? Yeah, it's like, where'd they find this guy?
Now that's a conversation I'd like to
hear. Yeah, it's like, we're at Costco, and he was serving out free samples. But it's the case where, that kind of hit me right now, too, as you were saying that. To be so secure where, like, I'm going to zip on, like, some cognac and watch you do the damn thing.
Like, go ahead.
Yeah, like go ahead.
My wife or my husband or whatever is great. Like, go ahead, enjoy.
It's funny to say that because I have a friend who went to go visit her, an old friend, And it was a friend of a friend. She went to go visit some friends. And long story short, one of them, she had her boyfriend, and she was like, oh, you should go fuck my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're kidding. She's like, no, go ahead, go fuck him, it's fine. And so she was like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to fuck your boyfriend. And she did. And yeah. like, it was fine. And I was like, wow, that's nuts. But she was just like, I can do this?
And yeah. Like, yeah. And I think people think like, okay, well, where's the like daddy issues behind that woman, right?
Right,
like,
right.
And I don't think that there, it like, I don't think, again, that it's a weak thing. I think it's actually like, I don't know. I think it also, too, like, I have an image of those types of people in my head of, like, again, like how you said earlier, yeah. like, these, like, freak, weirdo, like, tattooed, hippie, yeah. like, and I'm realizing, like, that I'm that person. I'm in, like, yoga pants and a fucking sweatshirt.
You're like, in the billboards in LA, like, putting a really good image on the community. Because yeah. usually it's, like, what is it? It's that SNL skit with, like, Will Ferrell and someone else, but they're, like, in a hot tub, and it's like me and
yes!
Martha, you know, they're yes. trying to get into like yeah, a foursome swingers, with the other, they're yeah. like swingers, and it's the big yeah. beard, and it's like, eat this yeah. beef jerky, and it's like,
yeah,
and stuff
you have
like
to
that.
Be super
it's like
weird. Weird.
Yeah, it's like, you don't have to be weird. There is this beautiful security with yourself yeah. and the other person
or
around
that,
you.
Or like, and I always say this, like, especially after I've had like a drink or something, I with, you know, whenever we're trying to have a threesome, I'm always like, you have to be able to laugh. Like, there's too many legs. Mm-hmm. There's too many titties flopping around. Like, there's a lot of shit. And it's not going to be that, like, sexy porno, like, candles lit. Like, sure, we try to have, like, some nice music playing in the background or, like, Evian water if we can afford it. But, like, it's going to be sloppy. You're going to have to change positions and people are going to lose their boners and someone's going to slip and fall off. Like, you have to be understanding that it's going to be human. It's gonna be real. It's gonna not be that scene in the movie. And I think going in also too with that expectation of like realism kind of helps. And it's like, okay, the first time someone like queefs, everyone's like able to laugh about it because it's like, yeah, there's a lot of holes
right
now happening with things going in and out, and like we just gotta remember that like bodies are fucking bodies. And like, that to me is a little also comforting, is that like we're all gonna be on that same team. It's a teamwork thing.
Well, it's interesting because I feel like, and so I watched Insecure, and granted they were mm-hmm. talking about an open relationship, but that they definitely opened the door up to that conversation mm-hmm. With one of the main characters. And so like, I remember watching it with my boyfriend and being like, oh, like, would you ever like wanna have a threesome? And
that's,
I guess,
a dangerous question.
I know. But it's so funny because he was like, I think you've asked me this before. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, are you going to answer me? Like, and he, like, so I got the vibe that he was very not for it.
Oh,
but
wow.
I find it interesting because I remember, so when I first got propositioned to be in an open relationship in college, I was very much against it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I feel like I've gotten older, I don't know, like, I'm open to it. I am. I just, I don't know, it's interesting, like, I'm open to it, so I feel like I don't...
You're open to being open.
Yeah, like, I just, like, I'm not against it. I don't necessarily think that I have a firm stance on mm-hmm. it. Like, I think that you should be able to do whatever makes you feel good and makes mm-hmm. you feel happy at the end of the day. I just think for myself, like, I'd be open to it, but I just don't know how I would
yeah, and like,
feel in it.
You're bringing up a great point, like, how different being in an open relationship and having threesomes are. Having mm-hmm. a threesome does not all of a sudden mean like you're allowed to go do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And that is, there are open relationships people have where they never have a threesome. There's never more than one person in the room at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a totally different field. It's a totally different sport mm-hmm. than mm-hmm. having threesomes. And I think a lot of times what leads to being in an open relationship is a threesome, I think, a lot of times that I've noticed or read or heard about or whatever, or seen in media or whatever, is that, like, they get a taste of the poison and now they just kind of want to fuck whoever they want. And it's, like, honestly so much more tame than that. Like, it's not like, I lost him to the game. Like, he's out there sowing his seed and I never see him anymore. Like, a lot of times, if it's done correct, you know, not that there's one way to do it, but there's so much trust. Like, it comes from a place of, like, stability that you have to be in a stable place for it to be successful, I believe. Like, I don't think you can be
That's the beauty of battling the stigma. I mean, that's the beauty of battling it all, because so many people have that negative viewpoint of everything, of all that, of what the possibilities are. Like, oh, you guys are just, like, ravaging whoever the fuck you want.
Well, I was going to say, I think that when I think back to where I was at when I got propositioned for the open relationship, I think that I was afraid of looking like that other woman kind of thing, and just feeling like the side piece. It's like, oh, okay, well, then who's the main piece then? Like, is it me or her?
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, I mean, totally valid.
Whereas, like, I think now, it's kind of like you said, like, I think that, well, and then I think an open relationship, again, as we've said, is very different from a threesome. So I think that I would be very open to having a threesome because it's just sex, I think. Mm-hmm. But even an open relationship, I don't know. It's also because I'm so, like, not into dating right now.
Like, yeah, it just seems like a lot of fucking work. And let me tell you what it is. It fucking is. Not saying that I'm in an open relationship. I mean, like, there's things I can do and there's guidelines, whatever we're allowed to do. But, like, it is fucking work to make it successful. And that, like, if you just don't have time for that shit, like... Yeah.
I'm like, I can barely handle one person. Like, yeah. Like, I'm dating two people right now.
Oh, my God.
But I think that, you know, maybe if I were in a more not opposed to dating space, maybe I would consider, well, because again, when we think about the longevity of a relationship and how, like, if you're gonna, if you marry, if I'm 26, if I marry someone right now, you're telling me, like, that's the person
forever, that, one dick forever,
like, you know, that's a lot of time with just one dick. And so, like, or coochie, so I think that for me, like, I like the idea of it being a potential option just because, like,
yeah,
it is. But I wonder if that's such a millennial thing. Like,
oh, for sure.
Oh, it totally is.
100%.
For sure. This whole conversation, we're battling against so much history.
Yeah.
And a lot of closed minds. Like, it's like, there's so many negative outlooks to that. Yeah.
But I wonder the influence of, like, Tinder and how everyone always feels like, you know, like, but I, you know, like, yeah, I got her, but if I just swiped a little bit more, maybe I could have got somebody else. And, like, if that plays
into... And I think if that's where it's coming from, then it's not a good place. Like, if you're kind of like, what's the best thing? Like, how many bitches can I put on my roster? Like, how many fucking things can I have my hands on at once? If it's coming from, like, a game aspect, then it's like, it couldn't be more incorrect. Like, it would never be successful.
I think that's the issue, because it's like, where you're coming from is, like, a lot of love and trust, like, and versus we're not just fucking, all right? This is coming from, like, a really stable house of love and care for each other, which the game is the game, because there's always these issues with, like, you know, guys dating and, like, wanting to hook up. And it's like, but it goes into the insecurity when we talk about the open relationship thing, where it's like, I think a lot of guys want to fuck around, but they can't do the open relationship because they can't be with someone who's getting another dick somewhere else. Exactly. And it goes back to the same, like, thing of the three-way thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, how can I invest my emotions if someone's getting bugged by somebody
else? It's a very selfish thing. Like, you, before you ever, like, proposition yourself into an open relationship or even threesome, honestly, you have to picture your partner that you presumably love and care about out there doing what they want to do. Like, it's a two-way field if that's the agreement you guys have. Like, again, I know Jared's comfortable with me sleeping with women, but he doesn't totally yet feel comfortable with me sleeping with another guy without him. And that's something that, like, I've made very clear to him that it I don't need it right now, but it's something I'm open to. I'm not saying that I'm not being fulfilled. It's not something I'm actively seeking. I am so happy just sleeping with him. Like, I could do that for the rest of my life. But just know that that's something that I am open to. And he's like, nope, I can't get there yet. Like, I'm just starting to understand third wave feminism. Please don't, like, stack all this shit on me at once. And I think, too, that, like, it can also come with time.
Yeah.
You know, we've only been dating almost a year. And I think we, because of how our relationship started, we were in, like, a unique place to be able to do that. But I think a lot of times the idea of becoming in an open relationship, all of a sudden people go like, oh my God, does that mean he doesn't love me anymore? Does that mean he's not being fulfilled by me? Does that mean like he doesn't get what he needs? Am I not giving? Am I not enough? Am I bad? Is this going to end in divorce? Is this going to be sloppy? When I think there is a world in which it comes from the opposite, where like when you are so comfortable with someone and you are in a place of trust and you have been dating someone for a certain amount of time, that you are like, okay, I know at the end of the day, you and me for life, that feels real. Mm-hmm. I know that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you go out and do with other people because you choose me every day. And it is a choice. It does, love does become a choice at some point.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a feeling. And I think that there is success in having an open relationship later on into a relationship rather than just being like straight out the game, like this who I am, this is what I want. Like, give people time mm-hmm. to like mm-hmm. adjust and change and realize and feel safe.
Yeah.
You know, I think people need to feel safe.
The other thing I was gonna say too is that, and I think you mentioned it earlier, is how like I also think you need to be in that mindset of knowing like what is love versus what is sex. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you are the type of person where like they can't be separated, mm-hmm. like love is sex and sex is love, then that's where I think, yeah, the open relationship stuff doesn't work. But if you're someone that can compartmentalize that, it's like just a physical thing, yeah. that an urge and, that yeah. we all have, and like whatever.
It's okay to not too. Yeah. Like, I think people feel like, especially because of how I talk and the way that I am so liberal and open about it, that because I am able to do this, that they feel like the way they feel is incorrect.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that is so not fucking
yeah,
true.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
of
it's
course.
If you don't want a threesome and the idea of, like, your girl or your man fucking someone else freaks you out, like, that is so valid and mm-hmm. so truthful and so okay. I would challenge people to definitely see where those feelings come from. Does it come from, like, your upbringing? Does it mm-hmm. come from, like, because your parents are this way? Does it come from religion? Does it come from media? Like, whatever. And if at your core, in your bones, that's how you feel, fucking girl, go for it. Like, yep. I totally think that that's real. Like, it's not... Because you're not able to be this like fucking sexual flower that can open to anyone doesn't mean your flower isn't just as fucking beautiful, and that was not a euphemism for pussy.
And I think that's a big thing about the future of sexuality and then the liberal and being open. It doesn't mean that everyone has to be a freak leak or by any means, or be more open or whatever else, like, or do three ways. You know, you could be who you are. That all we're saying is, you know, everyone could be them and be open to
and live their truth
and look at why. So I think that's the fear of a lot of people. It's like, oh, the future, everyone's gonna be, you know, banging lamps.
I wish.
It's
lamps are hot.
This is hilarious.
You don't even know.
We'll talk about this later.
Oh, God.
This is a funny thing.
Oh, my
God. Did you fuck a lamp?
No, I didn't fuck a lamp. Hey, man, when you're 12 years old living in the Midwest, you fuck anything. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're going to play this game later, and we use an example of, like, who would Kelsey fuck. And I'm like, yeah, Kelsey would probably fuck a lamp before she fucked. and then you said that, which is hilarious.
Fine. I like that game.
But I think that's the beauty of, you know, battling the stigmas, you know, being open with sexuality. Like, I'm excited for the future, and I think this conversation... I think you're an amazing advocate for
being sexually
open
it.
And all these other things. And it's fantastic because, like, you're battling the stigma. It comes from a place of trust and love and security, which a lot of people want. Mm-hmm. And but it's also okay that you don't have to be this. You could totally be monogamous and conservative.
Yeah, and I probably have fucked up. Like, I've been just using, like, he-she genders this whole time. Like, I'm sure I'm not, like, the perfect example of what, like... fluidity and like bisexuality should look like, but I think, like you're saying, just being honest about it is like the base level ground floor of being able to even explore your sexuality is knowing like where the intention comes from. Mm-hmm. And if it's just to like add notches to your belt, it's like, what are we, 12? That's a little young, but you know,
12 years old, roster's deep, son, on the playground.
It's funny. It's like, the more I think about an open relationship, I just feel like the business side of me is
Dish
like,
is over here, like,
you're over here, like, I've seen the character arc from the beginning of this hour talk to the end now. It's like, you're
never against it, but I was just, I feel like for me, like, because I like doing a lot of work, like, it would make sense. Like, I'm like, you know, like, if I can be with you, I'll be with you, but then if I can't, like, I need you. I just don't want to feel the pressure of, like, always feeling like I have to, like, cater to you.
Because it's also the case where you don't have to bang a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. You're just cool with them doing whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. I mean, know people that are in open relationships because they can't physically have sex. Like, someone who has, like, a endometriosis or another pelvic floor issue or erectile dysfunction or whatever. Right. And they're like... Go get whatever you gotta do to go, you know, be happy. Like, it doesn't make me any less of a provider or partner or whatever. And I think that you bring up a good point. It's like you do have to, in a way, put yourself first, no matter the, you know, open relationship, threesome, sex, like whatever it is. You really should put yourself first when you're thinking about any of these topics.
And then I'm looking introspectively of, like, my insecurities, especially with my masculinity and who I am as a man, because
I
don't know.
Why did I put on this voice for?
No, because I don't know if I could do it, do the open relationship and have the same mindset, because it sounds great. Like, oh, I don't have to, she could do what she wants, get hers. She's not always wondering about me. I could work on focusing on what I want. But then it's an insecurity of, like, Who you banging, though? Like, who that is, though?
Well, but then I think that comes in with the conversation piece where it's like, because I know some people, it's like, I'm going to tell you who it is that I'm sleeping with or whatever. Like, I think that I would personally, well, actually, I don't know. I think that that opens up an interesting conversation. Like, do I want to know when you've had sex? Do I want to know with whom?
I was presented in the sense of they were in an open relationship and she was in an open relationship. They could do what they want, but the only way they didn't get in trouble is they told each other, like, who they're currently with, if they're gonna hook up with them tonight, who it is, like, they were very open, and if they weren't open, then that was a problem. So they both had that understanding.
Yeah, because then it's like, well, why didn't you show up to my art show? Like, what? It's like you start filling in the holes yourselves. That's how I feel. It's like, I'm like, present me with the facts, and I'll figure out where to put that in my files. Right. I don't need to be filling holes and digging and fucking jumping at to conclusions left and right, because I know myself and I know my jealous brain, and, like, I would rather have honesty above all else would make me feel the best. I don't know.
That's the best way.
I can just see Daisha's knobs turning over.
I know. She's ready to call some people after this. You know, like, hey, I think I am okay with that, actually.
Well, no, I was always fine with it. I just, like, but I do think it's been, just when I think about my past self and, like, being presented with that open relationship situation and, like, being, like, mad because, well, I think at that point in time, like, again, I was in, and we talked about this in another episode we did, but I feel like I was always in a lot of almost relationships, so to me, it felt like a cop-out to be propositioned in this way, and it was just like, you know, I was like, I just want to be someone's main bitch, all right?
Whereas, to be the main.
Like, now, like, I just think that, I don't know, I'm just not as, maybe it's like I'm not as insecure, and, like, I like doing work. I don't know.
Yeah, no. You bring up a good point, too, that, like, I don't think I would have been this way. Oh, my God. In the last relationship I was in, no fucking way would this have happened. Like, 10 years ago, even in a really good relationship, I still don't. Like, I think it's right place, right time, right person. And I think the old, I don't want to associate, like, age with, like, maturity, sexual maturity, because I don't think that's true, but... Mm-hmm. I do think, like, the more experiences you have with love and yourself and whatever, sexuality, maybe that it does contribute to it. Like, age does, I think, matter in it.
Yeah. I also think family is a part. Like, I just think about this conversation and how, like, my mom would beat my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope my mom doesn't hear this episode.
Like, hey, like, mom.
Because I think that, again, like we said earlier, like, we're battling, like, the history of, like, how you're only supposed to be with one person. And, like, I think that it would be so hard to bring up the fact that, like, let's say I did marry someone and I was like, hey, like, you know, we're going to have an open marriage and, like, I'm cool with that. Like, I just...
Your mom would just be like... You know, and if you're lucky enough to have cool-ass parents, that would be cool. Great. But if you don't want to fucking talk to your parents about your sex life, fucking don't. Like, I would say majority of the world doesn't, you know? Like, you don't got to tell shit to shit. Now, if you have, like, a third that you want to bring home for, like, Thanksgiving, and you're like, how do I tell mom need an extra plate this year? Like, how are we going to go into that? That's something I've never... had experience with, so I would love to, like, if anyone's listening that's ever happened to, I would love to know.
Oh yeah, that'd, like, be fantastic.
how that conversation goes down.
Also, we got to bring you on again when you get that third person. You find that special third wheel.
Like I said, my Instagram is at Kelsey Dara. If you want to have sex with me and my boyfriend, please set us up. We're very chill.
Yeah, check out their like Yelp reviews. It's lit. Oh my God, the Evian waters and freaking Ubers and stuff.
You know, we did just get Voss water. So yeah. I got sparkling Voss water at my place.
There you
and
go.
And two cats, so I hope you're okay with that.
That's perfect.
All right, so we close out every episode by playing a game called Scroll, Double Tap, and DM. So it's like Instagram. Basically, I'll give you three options. Mm-hmm. And since it's threesome themed, we have three couples. Mm-hmm. And you will decide if you will scroll, double tap, or DM. We got Bill and Hillary.
Ah! Daisha! You fucking went there.
I did. Bill and Hillary, Nick and Mariah Carey. And then Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
This is a no-brainer for me.
Okay.
Nick and Mariah are just hella broken up. That just seems like it would be so messy. She is so high maintenance. There's no way she's ever going down on someone else. That just seems like... It just seems like two polar... It's like trying to fuck the North and South Pole at the same time. So I'm going to scroll on them. I'm going to double tap the Clintons because I, you know, voted Hillary. And I think, you know, she, while she is problematic, I bet you that she likes to unwind. But Bill is an issue. He totally took advantage of Monica Lewinsky. She was 20 when that shit happens. And we forget
really?
That she was, he like took advantage and then threw her under the fucking bus. So I'm going to double tap them, even though I'm really only double tapping for Hillary. And then hello, I'm sliding the DMs of Ashton and Mila. Like, that, are they not the fucking hottest parents of all time? Like, oh, I would love to add them to my list.
Interesting. Why are the Clintons? Like, why? Like, oh, God, it makes it so difficult.
Daisha did it, not me.
I know, they did.
God, I don't know, man.
Hey, I was about to go all political, but I already knew who y'all would scroll on, so like I was like, let me not even do it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's like, oh, God, because I really don't want to have sex with Hillary. I, like, no offense, but I just don't think, she could bring it back like in a way that I like. I don't know. It's just like, I mean, like it's like you heard her campaign, like, let's Pokemon go to the polls. Like, you know how terrible her sex must be by saying something like that.
Do you think they still fuck?
No. Could you imagine? I feel like maybe Bill is like, hey, and she just rolls over and gets the blankets over. I don't think they fucked in a long time.
I don't know.
Time.
I feel like they still fuck. I don't know.
I don't think Hillary will touch that man.
Really?
I don't think Hillary touched that man since the 90s. I don't know.
I think I'm just creating a narrative in my head I'd like to believe.
I think Bill would like be kind of fun, just because kind of the weirdo he is. But
yeah, wasn't he like I fucking Ariana Grande at Aretha Franklin's funeral?
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, I think Bill maybe still gets it on, but I don't
still have an appetite.
I think he still has the appetite. I don't know. The I'm all about the post-sex conversation, which I feel like it'd be a good post-sex conversation with the Clintons. We could talk about policy and the country. And
that's,
you know,
the catch, by the way. That's not me farting.
Just in case anyone's hearing.
Kelsey Dara is currently farting. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I needed to make that clear. I'm not farting.
You know, but, this is a fart open space. Like, if you have to do what you're going to do.
Yeah. Thank you for being so accepting.
So this is my issue.
Fart too, okay.
This is my, I'm trying to figure out this Mariah Carey versus Hillary Clinton thing, where it's like, Mariah, yes, physically I would have sex with her. It might be stale and weird. I've seen her Cribs episode. It's very strange. But also Nick Cannon. Oh, God. This is hard.
He's just a wild clown. Like, if he had, like, having sex with a teenager, he'd just probably still jackhammers bitches.
I just don't. Yo, yeah, for sure.
I'm just trying to imagine Nick and Mariah just together.
They had kids.
Yeah.
I would have to sit naked and just watch them do it out of disbelief just to see that this actually
happened. I feel like
happened.
He had a crush on her because he's like way younger than her.
Yeah.
And I feel like it became one of those things where like he had the chance to fuck his hero. No pun intended, because she also has a great song called Hero. But then you fuck your idol and then it's like, oh shit. You know, they say never meet your heroes. It's like never fuck the girl who was the poster on your wall as a child.
Right,
it's probably not as good as you imagine in your head.
True. Don't meet your heroes. Mm. Yeah, I can see that. Okay, fine. I will DM Ashton and Mila.
Duh.
Yeah, because they're hot. I don't know. But I like the fact that they're kind of have this couple. They've been together for a long time. They made it through the whole, like, fame thing, Hollywood, and they made it through, and they're together. And what has Ashton done in, like, company-wise was cool. I want to pick his brain business-wise. And, yeah, and they're all hot. And then I will double-tap the Clintons, I guess. I don't know. Actually, I don't fuck. I don't know. I'm torn in between. I'm chilling in Cedar Rapids. Like, it's these lines that make me feel like the sex would be terrible with Hillary. But politically, yes, I will double tap, and then I'd have to scroll past Mariah. More so for Nick Cannon. I can never see Nick Cannon naked. Like,
I feel like he's just got, like, glanky ass lips. He's all googly and shit.
I feel like he's holding, like, a DVD to Drumline. You know, he's just going to play it after.
I feel like he's going to have a tripod, and he got y'all played.
Ooh, so what's yours, then? If you've been thinking this through.
No. I definitely think, I feel like, I didn't know who to, I felt like I always had two that would be hard, and then there would be one that was, like, an obvious one. So, like, I think I would definitely DM Ashton and Mila. Mm-hmm. I think they'd both put it down.
Yes. You know they do.
And
watch us be so wrong. They're, like, they don't fuck, and the Clintons are just fucking eating each other's buttholes.
They started that shit, son. Yeah, going to the grocery store.
All right, so you're DMing them.
Yes, I would have to scroll past the Clintons. Too many. Yeah, no. So I guess that would leave me with the only option of double tapping Nick and Mariah.
Which, like, now you said this tripod thing, and I'm wondering, does Nick Cannon have a big dick? Is that why it works?
Yeah, like, I feel like there's got to be a reason why.
He is the most confident person you've ever seen in your life. You can't deny that. Like, that boy has fucking confidence.
Yeah.
Being Nick Cannon, yes, he's very confident.
Like, you wouldn't have 12 seasons of Wildin' Out. Unless you were that confident.
Yeah. Unless your dick was
and
that
big. And you couldn't be that confident unless you had that big
dick. Yeah, you have the big dick. BDE, you got big dick energy.
Big dick energy.
I literally learned what that meant, like, a couple weeks ago.
Girl, we are old.
So, yes, I think I would DM Ashton and Mila. I would double tap Nick and Mariah and then slide past the Clintons. I think watching Nick and Mariah would be a spectacle. You know,
I'd pay money.
Yeah.
I'd watch that sex tape for sure.
But she would
sure.
be the ultimate pillow queen, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wouldn't do a damn thing.
Yeah. Now you got me thinking about it. I'm horny.
You're thinking about
I gotta go home.
Sweet, sweet Hillary.
My boyfriend and Clinton. And, yeah. Oh, God.
It's like, babe, we gotta find, like, older white women at the bar tonight. You know, it's like,
hey, don't knock until you try. That's what I always say.
Hey, no, I'm not mad at it. Go for it.
Okay.
That was a weird one, Deja. That was the...
You know?
She's got a fun mind.
I never thought, yeah, I would think, I didn't think waking up this morning I was going to think about, like, possibly having a, yeah, fucking Hillary. And, yeah, Nick Cannon eating
like a caterpillar train. Yeah. Like, just Nick Cannon eating Mariah's ass, eating Bill's ass, eating Hillary's ass, eating your ass.
Eating my ass. Yeah.
And it's like a circle.
I'd rather be at the front of the line.
No, it's a circle. So
it's a circle line. Yeah, so it's like a,
everybody's getting booty.
Infinity circle.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So we'll leave you with that, to imagine.
Any fan art of that image will be able to win a free God. Real Talk Love Therapy mug and send it to our email. No, I'm just kidding.
Why are you promising shit we ain't even got? Like,
I would love for someone to draw that. That would be disgustingly
I will Venmo
intriguing.
Someone $1 for the best version of that. Yes. My choice.
The human centipede of ass eating.
The human centipede of ass eating, yes. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak.
Fun. You guys are so fun.
Yeah, that was a great conversation. We knew it would be fun.
Yes, yeah, so where can people find you in the internet streets?
At Kelsey Dara on all the things. Most of you guys probably know me from BuzzFeed, but I am almost close to releasing my new podcast that is not BuzzFeed because I had to leave that behind when I left BuzzFeed, which is sad, sad. But it's very
but
close
you're
to coming
your
out.
Own thing now.
Yeah, I'm doing my own thing. So soon enough, be on the lookout for more ridiculousness like this on my podcast. And then when I have it, you guys have to come on.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. So fun. We'd love to. Yeah.